Well, hello and welcome to the Thursday Night Supporters Club podcast on the 27th of February 2025. I hope you're well. Hope you're having a great week. I've got to admit, it's been a good week for me. I've obviously been preparing for returning back to work after having a month of being unemployed. Looking forward to getting into work, of course, back to the real world. More importantly, earning money. But the thing I have been really practicing this week is getting out and doing some gardening in the morning. And I mean sort of 6:30 in the morning, I'm getting up and doing a bit of gardening. Mostly at the moment, sort of sowing seeds and pricking out plants. Because it's still a little bit dark and a little bit cold outside to do anything. But certainly sowing seeds, pricking out, we're able to do that in the morning and it's paying off. It really is paying off. We're getting a lot of seeds sown. We've got a lot of plants growing. Admittedly, we don't have much space for them all, which is becoming a bit of a problem, but we'll stick at it. We'll see how we get on. Now, one of the things, obviously, I'm practicing this because I have to be at work at 7:45 every morning, but it's only 4 days a week. Fridays are a day off with my new job, and we're using this to our advantage. One, to improve and work on the podcast much more. So like Fridays will be a day that I can record a lot of stuff, as long as I do a lot of planning beforehand, record a lot of stuff and then edit it and what have you, so that it is ready to go. But also we're looking at, I want to start my own plant nursery, just a small little plant nursery. And we're going to use this extra day off to try and get that underway. Hopefully build up a nice little business that may have a future. It's interesting. I can't get my head around the new job not having to work weekends anymore. It's really, really has thrown me out. Anyway, all for the good way. But we're working out the details, we're working through it, and as I said, I've started practicing this week to get myself into the mode and figuring out all the things I can do. One of the good things with having a month off work as well is that I have managed to do some of the jobs that I've been putting off for a while, like sorting out my loft and sorting out my garage. Still a bit too cold to do anything out in the garden, so these two jobs needed doing. And it just means that when I'm off work at weekends and things, I haven't got to think about doing a garage or a loft. I can concentrate on the garden. So it's been a worthwhile time for not working. I've not sat on my bottom doing nothing. I have been incredibly, incredibly busy. And I'm really looking forward to really getting the garden going as well. Now, of course, we are at the end of February here, so March is just around the corner, literally 2 days away, and spring will be coming with it as well. So it's a good sign. I spoke about this on Monday's podcast. We're seeing lots of signs. In fact, one of the things I've noticed this week as well is the rhubarb that we sowed from seed last year. I potted those up into larger pots. They died down in the winter, but they have started to grow, so that's a good sign as well. We're definitely going to have lots of rhubarb plants this year. Now, one of the things I like to do on a Thursday is just share with you my plans for the weekend within the gardening realm. And I share this because I feel it's a bit like lists of jobs that you could do this weekend yourself, but I don't like telling people what to do, so instead I share what I do and I hope that it might inspire you. Now, down on the allotment, I'm going to be planting out some of my onions. Now, these are overwintered onions that I've been having growing in my greenhouse here at home. I've moved them outside. They're in root trainers. They just need to go in the ground and that will fill up those beds. So we're going to get that done. These are overwintering onions grown from sets. We've got seeds as well. We've got seedlings. We've got plenty of things going on. So although we're doing these onions, it's still going to be a lot more to follow. We've also going to be, where's my notes? Oh, cutting the grass on the allotment on quite a high cut, just because I do think an allotment looks better when the grass is cut, same as the lawn. And it is a bit damp, so we're going to do a high cut and hope that we can just trim it down enough. And then that will mean that the allotment will just look a little bit better and less untidy. It may not be easy to do, but we'll give it a try anyway. And then after that, we're going to sort the greenhouses out and get those ready for plants, because it's soon going to be time that we can really put our greenhouses into use. And we really want to put our greenhouses into use this year. We really do. Really do. Now, back at home, again, I'm going to cut the grass at home as well, again, on that high cut, just so we can start getting it looking a bit tidier, get some of that green material into our compost bins and things like that. So that is a job that we're going to be doing. I'm going to shred some of our prunings as well from our trees. Got a bit more of that to do. Again, that just makes us, gives us some wood chip that we'll put in that compost bin dedicated for wood chip. And we're also going to continue sowing more seeds. Now, I've gone all out on growing seeds left, right and centre. And it's paying off. It is paying off. We've got lots of seeds, lots of pricking out to do. We've got lots of plants to jet as edible flowers or companion flowers, cucumbers, pumpkins, tomatoes, chilies, aubergines, broccoli, cauliflowers, cabbages. We got lots is what I'm trying to say. So we're going to be doing more of that over the weekend as well. Probably going to be doing things like cabbages, maybe some courgettes or something. Not really sure what seeds we're going to sow, but we're just trying to get ahead. Of course, these are going to be indoor plants and maybe in the greenhouse until they are ready. And then we're going to do, added to that, just a little bit of weeding, just to try and keep on top of that, because weeds are going to start growing now. So we really want to get on top of those. That should keep us pretty busy, very busy indeed. Now, tomorrow, the seed packs go in the post. This is going to be March's seeds. So I thought I'd just go share with you what seeds you can expect for coming through your door over the next week. I hope it's over the next week, because sometimes I know the post can be very, very slow. But you'll go in the post tomorrow. So what are you getting? First of all, we've got a carrot. This is a variety called Amsterdam Forcing 2, which is quite a reliable early variety of carrot. We can sow it early, maybe outside, maybe under cloches or something like that, but it will produce some half-decent carrots. Highly recommend you sow them, depending on how you sow them and things like that, of course, depends on your soil. We've got a lettuce known as Little Gem, which is a popular variety of lettuce, one of my favourites. Again, this is another one that we can sow under cover, so we can get those growing outside. I probably will start some off indoors just to get them going and then transplant them outside. Added to that, we've also got some spring onion, a variety called White Lisbon, which is a good, well-known spring onion. Again, one that can tolerate the colder parts of the year. We do try and grow a lot of spring onions because we do eat a lot of spring onions. We'll, again, be sowing these, some in our veggie pods, some indoors and some outdoors in the beds, just to try and make use of everything. And then what else have we got? Spinach, a variety called Virafly. Again, another one that I do like to grow, and we quite like spinach. We're trying to eat a lot of spinach. What we find with spinach, you sow it now, you pick it, and it would last for quite a long time. So we do try and include that into our diets quite regularly. Chives is the herb of the month, which is always a good one to grow. We do like our chives. We actually do have quite a few chive plants growing outside anyway, but, you know, there's no harm in having more. They're good companion plants as well, so it's well worth trying to incorporate those into your garden bed as well. And then finally, we have got a tomato known as Alicante, which is an indeterminate type of tomato. It's one that I really like growing as well, and it is also, tomato is going to be our seed of the month throughout March. So you're going to hear more about that on Monday's podcast, especially how to grow these. There's lots of good different varieties of tomatoes out there. Make the most out of them and choose what suits you. But of course, these Alicantes are the ones that we will be growing as part of our club. Looking forward to it, to say the least. Right, I'm going to wrap this one up and head to bed. Hopefully, we'll all have a good weekend and get a lot of gardening done. I will speak to you again on Sunday. So until then, Please take care.